Hello.
Good morning. May I speak with Rose Davis?
Who's calling?
This is Valerie from Family First.
Say it again, I'm sorry.
Valerie from Family First.
Yes.
This is Rose speaking.
Yes.
Hi, Rose. How are you?
I'm fine, Issa. Well, actually, I'm her niece. I have power of attorney. She doesn't speak. This is Marcia. I'm the one who started the transfer with Josh and all that. My aunt doesn't speak.
Oh, you're the power attorney?
Yes.
Rose doesn't speak?
No, she doesn't. She had a couple of strokes.
Oh, got it. Okay, in that case, I'm calling because I just want to make sure that the service are being provided by the caregiver. Coleman. Is the caregiver...
I thought the service don't start until October 30th.
Is the caregiver working?
Yes.
Okay, is he working today?
Yes, he works every day.
He works every day. Okay, I just want to make sure. You can save my phone number. I can send to you my contact information. And if you have any question in the future, you can call me or text me.
Okay, what's your name?
Valerie.
Okay, I think you are the person that I was waiting for them to call, because yesterday when Karan is his name, wait a minute, sorry, when he went to the HHA app, it's still showing my aunt's address, which she's been here with me since June 22nd. We have an open case. We have an open case with elderly abuse. What is the agency called? Corporation for Aging.
Mm-hmm.
We have an open case with them because her son illegally locked her out and moved into her home on June 22nd. She's been with me since June 22nd. So when he goes to on the HHA, it's still showing her address. Since he's been working for her, I have been clocking him in and out on her phone, on this phone here. So I had explained this to Josh before I switch agencies.
Okay, so do you know if...
Oh, you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I can't hear you. I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry, because I had pushed the darn button. And I thought I hung up. Yeah, so that's where we are now. She's been here with me since she got discharged from the hospital twice, and she's been here with me, and she gets her services here through Keystone and her aides.
Okay. Do you know if this is on her first time using the app or not of the caregiver?
Yes. Since I started services with the agency before you guys, Always Compassionate, I've been doing the clocking in and clocking out on the phone for him because he's been here. Even before, when we attempted to move her back in the house, he wound up changing the locks again, so we had to get in by any means necessary, and I still was doing the clocking in and out. But now she's here with me until, I don't know, whenever the Corporation for Aging finished their investigation or whatever they're going to do, I left her the name.
Got it. Okay, I will need to speak with the caregiver so he can set up the app.
Okay. Do you want me to take the phone and answer him?
Yes.
Hold on.
Right.
Come out the room without rules for a minute. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello?
Good morning. This is Valerie from Family First. This is Mr. Coleman speaking.
Yes.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. And did you already create the account? I will follow up services these few days, and I will help you to set up the app, okay?
Okay.
Did you create an account already in HHA?
I think so. Yeah, I think I did it yesterday.
Yeah, but their place is not showing up on there.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the old jobs. Get out!
What is the address of the patient?
27 South 54th Street.
Okay, it's differing. Could you please send that address to my message?
Okay.
To me by message? Okay. So when you create the account, did you receive the confirmation email?
It don't come up, see?
Yeah, it don't come up. It's other agencies. Yeah, I don't see y'all name on here.
Just see the
old name. Yeah, I just see Always Compassionate. That's the one I see right now.
Reason being is because they don't kick in until October
30th. Yeah, I thought they sent me a text, though.
Well, the lady from Always Compassionate, the agency before you guys, she called me yesterday,
uh-huh.
And she said services don't end with them until October 30th. So maybe that's why it's not on HHA yet.
Okay, when he opened the app and create the account, he should receive an email.
Did you receive an email from the new people?
I received this text.
Yeah, and that's what you tapped on yesterday. He
the
tapped on that yesterday, yes. Yeah.
Okay, after that verification, he should log in again.
He's logged in already. He's logged in right now, but it's still, you guys are not up there at all. The only people that's up there is the Always Compassionate and Taking Time to Care. That was the two jobs he already had on HHA. And that's it. Anyway, go back onto the HHA. Let me see. Maybe you can scroll down and see. Let's see. No, he's scrolling down and everything, and it's still not popping up. I don't think it's going to pop up until they pop off.
When he opened the app, and he should sign up.
He signed up. He's on HHA. Right now.
Can I make another account? Should I probably write
it? Okay, go to the email that they sent you yesterday or whenever. Go to that email or the text message, whatever they sent you.
What's their name?
Their name is Family First, right? What's the name of this place?
Yes, it's the most recent one.
Mm-hmm. Family First Home Care.
The most recent one I got from them was October 16th. And
yeah.
The
last email he got was a direct deposit.
The direct deposit? Oh, me. Yeah. He created the account.
He created
her email and new password and confirmed password, right?
Yes.
And then click on sign up.
Go back to that. No, the beginning. No, not that one. Right there. Go back to this. Yeah. And it clicks on. Let me see.
It say open. That's on my phone, does it? This is just the app you downloaded.
Right, yeah. It's not there. It's not there at all. He's in the app completely. And go over. And even if you press on, it's still the old agency. So y'all not here because the old agency is still clocking him in.
Okay.
As of the 24th.
Okay, when he log in with her, when the credential that he already had in the old agency, he can try to look for a mobile ID number. I need a 7-digit code. There is a mobile ID with that number. I'm going to link to the caregiver to the agency so he can see the agency in the app. So I need
okay,
to.
Okay, you have a mobile ID number?
Yeah, it's 7-digit code. It's under the name.
It's a 7.
In the pro,
it's
in the
a 7-digit code.
In the main string under the name is the mobile ID number.
Mm-mm, yeah. Go back to the text message. Wait, is this it? The mobile ID number? It's 7 digits. You said 4.
It's a 7-digit code. Yep.
Oh no. Go back. Go there. No, that's too far up. No. 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 There's no 7-digit code on here. Can you resend it?
No, I don't send the mobile ID. The mobile ID number appears in the screen when he create the account. But in this case, if he have the old agency, I think that he already had the mobile ID.
Let me see your phone.
He should log in as usual, as he did in the past, and
so,
look for the mobile ID.
Okay. So, as he did in the past, when we're on the HHA app right now,
okay.
But how he did on the past, like today, he got here at 9 o'clock. I clocked him in. On the agency, not you guys, Always Compassionate, says he got here at 9 o'clock. There's no name for you guys at all on this HHA. So let me see if I can go down to patient visit. No, that won't even tell us. I don't know where to go to. I really don't. Okay, hold on. Hello. Just
I'm
noticed the clock.
Yeah.
Marcus Hober. Who is that?
Maybe.
Is that you guys?
No.
No. So, no, y'all not on here at all. And it is at all.
In the main screen, try to look for the caregiver name for Kuran Coleman. On the right. Let me see.
Upper
right hand corner.
Okay.
You
I just put these on to get this stuff up from your son. Mobile device. Okay, go back. Mobile device ID. Is that what you're looking for? Oh, okay. Mobile ID. 13.
Mobile ID. Give me 1 second so
okay.
I can update it. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. 1-3-2-3-0-6-4.
for. Okay, let me check if this one is active for us. Let me save. Perfect. That's the number that I need. Thank you. Now, let me add your name in the list. Okay, now he should log out and log in, so he will see the patient names and clock in and clock out options.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Okay, she said log back in. You should see.
I see it.
Okay, it's up here now.
Yeah, now he can clock in and clock out each day from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., okay? This is very important.
Okay. Yeah. So, once again, I'm going to tell you what he's... It said, this is 12:05, so it's not going to give it to him today.
No, so he can start it as of tomorrow. He can fill out a timesheet for today.
Okay, but once again, when we go on the app, it's still showing 5845 Newtown Avenue.
Okay, I will need to the caregiver, please send me the correct address, okay, so I can update it.
Okay, how do
message to
how do we send it to you?
Let me send.
You have
message.
To send her. Go out here and go to the email. I guess she's going to send you something and send her. Put in my address that's for Aunt Rose. Where's back at, lady? Mm-hmm. Could you hold on for 1 second?
I just texted to Kuran so he can reply back to me with the address. Hello? Hello? Hello, Miss.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No problem. Did you receive my message, Kuran?
Oh, did you get the
text message? No, I don't see no text message. Oh, it might not be no text.
Did you get an email? I mean, you sent the email?
Weird, because he replied my message yesterday, but okay, I'm going to email him.
So no. I'm saying, which way did you send it? Because he said he don't see a text message or email.
I sent a text message saying, hi, this is Valeria. Could you please send me the current address of the patient?
Yeah, she said she sent the text messages now.
Yeah.
No, he didn't get it yet.
Okay, let me copy. Okay, yeah, just email him.
Okay, so. Okay, he got the email.
Okay.
I just replied to it. Thank you
he
so much.
Reply with the address. I'm going to update it in a couple minutes. Or it takes sometimes a couple hours. Okay, so don't worry.
No problem. So we'll just have him start tomorrow with clocking in. So
yes,
there's no more clocking in from the old place,
should
right?
Should be the correct. No more in the old place. Should be in family first on the Rose's name. Should be the caregiver, the clock in and clock out. Nobody can clock in and clock out for him. Okay.
Okay. All right. He can do it.
Okay, and your name is?
Marcia Hill.
Marcia. Okay, miss. Thank you so much for taking my call, okay?
Thank you.
You have a good day.
You do the same. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Let me ask you a question.
Should I
send over my power of attorney paperwork to you guys?
I'm not sure. I'm going to ask that to my supervisor.
Okay.
If
because
need, okay?
Josh knows. I spoke to him about this, so
wait,
he knows. Josh?
He's from the insurance or from Family First?
He's from Family First. That's how I got to switch over. He done the switching.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I think that was his name. Hold on. Let me make sure that was his name. Yeah, it is Josh. Yep. Hold on.
Josh. Okay.
Hi, Marcy. This is Josh. Hope. His last name. Okay. Not a problem. But if you need me to, just let me know and I'll send it over.
I will, miss. Thank you so much for letting me know.
Thank you so much.
Have a
nice day.
Thank you.
Rest of your day. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.